spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It, episode 35. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking about mistakes that you make that make you fat. Now, full disclosure, I used to be really fat when I was young, when I was a kid. And there's a picture of me, and my mother just found it recently, and she gave it back to me, which is really cool. And it's a picture of me in a bathing suit. And it wasn't intended to be, you know, me being the fat kid. But it was me in a bathing suit, no shirt on, and you just saw the rolls of fat everywhere. And I thought, it's time. And I used to run around with my cousins a lot. My father came from a family of 10 kids. We have God knows how many Esposito cousins, literally all over the world. I think it was 1969. We took the last count, and there were 72 Espositos, direct descendants of Grandma and Grandpa Esposito. So I don't know how many there are now, but I digress. So I used to run around with my cousins, and we used to play stickball from New Jersey, and I couldn't keep up with them. And I finally said one day, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to lose weight. So what I started doing very innocently was my thought, as a 10, 11-year-old boy, was that if I drank a lot of water, it would fill up my stomach, so I wouldn't have enough room for food. Little did I know, that's actually an excellent technique to lose weight. Because when you're hungry, many times, well, I always say, you're not hungry for food, you're hungry for nutrition. But when you're a baby, being a baby, if you have babies, you know, you can never go anywhere without a water sippy cup. I need a drink. Because there's one part of the brain in an infant that controls hunger, and another part of the brain that controls thirst. And as we get older, those two parts of the brain grow together. And so as a toddler from there on out, many times you're not hungry, you're thirsty. And most of us don't drink enough water. So you get that craving, you get that feeling, all right, something's wrong, I get a little pain. Like hunger's like a little bit of a pain. And so you want to solve that pain, and what do? You go eat. Usually doesn't solve the problem if you're thirsty. That's why one of the many reasons, we're going to talk about leptin and ghrelin and hormones and insulin, all sorts of stuff today. But many times you eat and you think, well, I want to eat again. I'm hungry again so fast. You know, even though I ate a big meal, I'm still hungry because you're not hungry. You're thirsty. So trick number one, what I want you to do is I want you to have a big glass of water, 10, 12, 14, 16 ounces, about 20 minutes before every meal. And what you're going to find is you eat so much less food. Even in the morning when you wake up, you've been dehydrated. You got to wake up. You got to go pee. You sweat all night. You're breathing all night. You know, your pillow's all clammy. Wake up, have a big glass of water before you have breakfast. And you're going to find you eat a whole lot less food because we don't need a lot of food. We eat too much food and we eat too often. So we need to solve that problem. And we do that, number one, by making sure you get enough water. And number two, by making sure the food that you do eat is nothing but high quality nutrition. Whenever you put something in your body, you have to ask yourself a question. Is this going to help me or is this going to hurt me? And if the answer is going to help you, then I want you to eat it if it's nutritional. And if it's not, then don't. And one of my patients a while ago said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And she said, I always think before I eat WWJD. And I thought, oh, she's making a comment on Christianity. And she said, no, WWJD, what would Joe do? And I said, ooh, that's sacrilegious. You're going to go to hell for that, I think. But we laughed. It was all good fun. But I want you to think, is this going to help my body or hurt my body? And when you start putting high quality nutrition in your body, you're going to eat a whole lot less. You're going to save money. You're going to feel better. And of course, the benefit that most people are looking for is I want to lose weight. Saving money and feeling better is secondary. You get it all. That's the cool part about eating right. You're going to get everything you want and more. Why not do it? Good food tastes bad. Bad food tastes good. That's it. Bad food tastes good. I miss meatball sandwiches. It's been almost 33 years now since I've had any animal products. I've been a vegan for 33 years. Not asking you to do that. It's a little extreme, I know, for most people. But if you knew what I knew, you would do what I do. And I know what goes into your body and how it affects the body and how it affects the brain. We're going to talk about that today and the hormones. So I logically can't do bad things. My body won't let myself do it. It's like I wouldn't jump in front of a moving train. Logically, that doesn't make sense. Well, when you get to the level of understanding how the body works, kind of that same logic kicks in. I don't want to do this because it's going to hurt me. We're going to teach you that today. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. I'm board certified in chiropractic, orthopedics, pain management, double board certified in nutrition, BS in nutrition, retired dietitian, award-winning author. My radio show is now the number one health and wellness radio show in the country. We're guessing the world because of you, the listeners. And if you're watching this on TV, because radio folks, we're also filming this for TV now, just so you know. So I got to dress up nice. You may be new to this because we launched a radio show years before the TV shows. My website is drjoe.com. So if you ever go to drjoe.com, you'll find a lot of good information about me, my team of doctors, the work we do, and how we try to naturally get you well and keep you well. Been in practice for, well, coming up on 34 years now. So I've got lots of patients under my belt. Well, that doesn't sound right. We have a lot of experience under our belt, and we're doing very well getting people well, and people come from all over the world to see us. But I digress. Back to eating habits that you do that make you get fat. One thing we have to look at is controlling the appetite. And my staff comes to me, and my patients come to me, my friends come to me and say, listen, I ate really well yesterday, but today, oh, I just couldn't avoid that. One of them just said to me yesterday, the little pockets that have food stuffed in them that you put in a microwave, don't want to use a brand name. And she said, I just couldn't stop myself. I said, the reason is when you're eating bad foods, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, you're stimulating a part of your brain that has dopamine receptor sites in it. Now, dopamine is a neurotransmitter that gets you high, gives you pleasure. So when you're eating the bad foods, the dopamine receptor sites are stimulated, you get high. And so that's why when you don't do it for a day or so, just like any other drug, alcohol, heroin, your body goes, I want more drug. And so what do? You go right back to your drug. And she's eating it in front of me yesterday saying, I can't believe I'm eating this. I can't believe I'm doing this. I promised myself I wouldn't do this. Anybody ever do that aside from me and you and her and everybody else listening? You do stupid things in the name of pleasure. We all have. But you got to understand what you're going through. It's just like being an alcoholic. You have to admit you have a problem and then you can deal with it. So she's eating this and I sat her down and I said, what you're doing is stimulating the nucleus accumbens, one of the dopamine pleasure centers in the brain, and you're getting high. And she looked at me. She actually got a little tear in her eye. And she said, that's exactly it. And I said, I know. It takes about 3 or 4 days to break the addiction. So when you start coming off the bad foods, the alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener, you have to make a commitment. It's going to take me 3 days. And you're going to be tempted. Can't give in. As soon as you give in, you start over again. Like being an alcoholic. Alcoholics can't have a drink. They can't celebrate their birthday. They can't have one on a Tuesday. They can't go out with their friends and it's a bachelor party. No. If you're an alcoholic, you don't drink. If you're addicted to alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener, and you can't stop yourself, you got to stop yourself. You got to give yourself at least 3 days. Drink a lot of water during that time. Get nutrition into your body. I said earlier, you're not hungry for food. You're hungry for nutrition. So what I do, I start every morning, big glass of water. And then I'll have Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're two products. In fact, if you're on TV, you can see them here. Product placement here. And they're two powders. And I mix it with coconut milk or almond milk. Now, in the summer, I like to mix it with frozen berries, like strawberries or blueberries. And I'll make myself like a little ice cream type thing. If you want to make it creamier, add some frozen bananas to it. I was just talking to one of my producers, Shaney, and he used to be very overweight. And he's lost a lot of weight. And he said the same thing. He says, I have frozen strawberries with a little bit of milk. And he whips it up and tries to convince himself it's strawberry ice cream because his big weakness when he was overweight was ice cream. So frozen berries work great. If it doesn't have exactly the texture that you want, throw a half a frozen banana in there. Super Greens and Essential Source is an extra bonus. But I give myself the minimum amount of nutrients every single day. Super Greens and Essential Source. I start my day. Then if I'm still hungry, 10 o'clock or so, sometimes I get a little hungry. And what's funny, this is what's going to happen when you do these things. You don't get hungry like you used to. I get weak. I just notice I'm walking around with like starting to get a little dizzy. My muscles are starting to get a little weak. And I'm thinking, okay, it's time for me to eat. So those hunger pangs that you have now if you're eating a bad diet go away. You have to find out what's your trigger. So my blood sugar starts to drop. I get what's called hypoglycemia. And I say, I got to eat something. A couple of handfuls of nuts. Almonds, walnuts, pecans, pistachios, mixed nuts. Try to stay away from peanuts. Peanuts have a mycotoxin in them. Mycotoxin can cause allergic reactions. So try to stay away from the peanuts if you can. And a couple of handfuls of nuts is great. Lunch, almost always a salad. And it's kind of funny. When I come into the studio here, because in my office, I'm just surrounded by my staff. But when in the studio, we got so many people wandering around here. You look at the people that are thin and in shape, and you watch what they're eating for lunch. Like the other day, I sat down and I started having a salad. My producer, Shaney, sat down next to me. He said, well, let's break bread together. And I said, well, we're not eating bread. He goes, well, let's break lettuce together. You know. So we sat down, had salad. And we sat and talked about our salads. And we talked about other things, the shows. And Shaney used to be heavy, and now he's thin. I used to be heavy, I'm thin. And you will look at the other people wandering the station. And then the people that are not healthy, you see what they're eating. They've got a, you know, foot-long sandwich. They've got a soda. They've got a diet soda. One of my coworkers, unfortunately, is a breast cancer survivor, and she drinks at least two diet sodas a day that I know of. Diet soda is one of the worst things you could put in your body if you're a cancer patient. It's hard to tell people that, I know. So notice what thin people are eating. I used to joke and say this. Go to a grocery store, pick out the person that you want to look like. Follow them around, and whatever they put in their cart, you put in your cart. Because they're doing it right. And it's not hard, it's easy, and it's a whole lot cheaper than anything you're doing right now. So, other habits that we have, eating bad foods, of course, stimulating dopamine receptor site is number one. Stress is oftentimes linked to overeating. Anybody overeat when they're stressed, aside from me and everybody else in the world? Of course you do. Because when you're under stress, the body says, uh-oh, I'm gonna require more energy. I'm gonna require more nutrients. I'm gonna be burning off my stores. So I want you to eat more food. Now, once again, when you're hungry, you're not hungry for food, you're hungry for nutrition. So what do? You want to eat the foods that make you feel better, that reduce the stress, which would be what? Alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, artificial sweetener, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, and pastas. Then you get overweight. Then you get stressed. So what do? You eat more. It's very stressful being overweight. I understand it. I still fight every meal. I don't want to put on the weight I used to have. So I fight it. Chemical, mental, and physical stress. Let's cover the three stresses and what we can do about that so we can stop this stress overeating. Chemical stress. We talked about those foods. I don't know how many times I got to say them. But chemical stress you have control over, food-wise. No one is forcing the food down your throat. You decide what to eat. Now, as a chiropractor, my team of doctors and I were looking for the ways to get patients well fastest for the least amount of money with the least amount of side effects. So we work on the nervous system. We work on the digestive system, and we work on nutrition. So if you have chemical stress, here's my secret. You got to get the bad food out of the house. If it's in the house, chances are, you're like me, you're going to eat it. I tell the story many times. A patient of mine gave me vegan chocolate chip cookies one year for Christmas. And I brought them home. First mistake. Brought them home, put them in the pantry. Sitting in my area where I have a TV, I'm watching TV, and I can almost hear them calling me. Joey, I'm in here. You ever have that? Ice cream does it to you too? I know it does it to me too. And I said, nope, I'm smarter than this. I can't eat them. I know they're bad for me. And then I thought, why'd I bring them home? Step number one, get them out of the house. So I took them and I physically threw them out my back door into a stream. So I couldn't get it. If it's in the trash, people that are overweight, you've done this before. You've dug through the trash. Can't be in a house. Got to be out of house. In the stream, in the water, I can't get to them. Perfect. Fish had some chocolate chip cookies that night. You can't have the bad food in the house because it's going to be very, very tempting. So you have control over the chemistry. And as I said, after 3 or 4 days, it gets a lot easier. Trust me on this. So eating the right foods, Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source, B vitamins. As a vegan, I don't get a lot of B12 in my diet because B12 comes from bacteria eating rotten flesh, meat. So bacteria eat it and they spit out B12. So I take a B12 supplement. I take Dr. Joe's B vitamins. Those are on my website, drjoe.com. And so I also take an adrenal supplement because as we get older, our adrenal glands get weaker. And the adrenal glands produce energy. They produce anti-inflammatories and they produce your sex hormones. One of the sex hormones, testosterone, helps build muscle mass. The more muscle mass you have, the more calories. It's called energy now. We don't call it calories anymore. That's not even politically correct. You have to use the word energy instead of calories. It's still calories. you're burning calories, more muscle mass. Testosterone helps build muscle mass, and not just your biceps and triceps. How about your heart? How about your blood vessels? How about your colon? Reproductive organs. These are all muscles. So the adrenal glands help produce those hormones and balance out the hormones as well. So I take adrenal support, B vitamins, Dr. Joe's, Super Greens, an essential source, and I take an omega-3 fatty acid too. If I have time, I'll go over that. So those are the supplements I start my day with, and that helps curb my appetite. So many patients have said to me over the years, Dr. Joe, I can't afford not to take the supplements because I save so much money on food. So whatever your motivation is, I talk about one of my favorite songs, Olita Adams. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. Is it money? Is it health? Is it looks? Is it vanity? Is it being overweight? Is it wanting to run with your children? Is it wanting to have more energy? Is it be a better husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, family member, churchgoer? What's your motivation? Doesn't matter. You're going to go the same route. So that's how I start my day, and that helps. So chemically, you have control over that. And if you go to my website, drjoe.com, go to my YouTube channel, I have a video, well, it's an audio in there, of a lecture that I did called So What Can I Eat? And you might want to listen to that because it goes through breakfast, lunches, dinner, snacks, and it's no charge. It's my gift to you. Hundreds of hours of videos and audios on my website, drjoe.com. So if you like what you're hearing, and I trust you do, you can go there and binge listen. If you are a podcast person, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, you can look up For the Health of It. That's the name of this podcast as well, so you can catch it there too. But we have tons and tons of followers all over the world, which is kind of cool. And if you're around the world, by the way, welcome. Glad you could be here. If you'd like to make an appointment to come see us for chiropractic, nutrition, and or digestion, we're going to talk about digestion in a second, you can go to my website, Dr. Joe, and make an appointment. We'd love to see you. Now, in the Atlanta area, in Atlanta, Georgia, in the U.S., we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. We'd love to have you as a patient. So go to the website, make an appointment. My staff will explain to you everything that goes on. And you can fill out the paperwork in advance, save time. But we want to naturally get you well and keep you well. And the biggest complaint I get, and I've been doing this for a long time now, biggest complaint I get is, why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I suffer for so many years? And my answer is always, I don't know. And then once they start treatment, most people are very happy with their care. And they go, my God, why doesn't the whole world just do this? I hear it all the time. I hear from medical doctors, chiropractors, neurosurgeons, vascular surgeons, psychiatrists, psychologists, people in the healthcare field, nurses, why doesn't everybody just do this? Eating right, get the nervous system working properly, and fix the digestive system. It makes perfect sense. Of course it makes perfect sense. It's the thing that you need to do to get well. So if you want to make an appointment, we'd love to have you, drjoe.com. I will say this, if you've ever been in a car accident, ever, 50 years ago or yesterday, if the car was damaged, you were damaged 100% of the time. So don't let the insurance companies dictate and tell you, well, there's only $500 worth of damage to the car, so you weren't hurt. No. Your body is locked in with a seatbelt. Your head isn't. Your head snaps around like a ping pong ball, stretching and tearing muscles and ligaments. If the car was damaged, you were damaged. If there's enough force to damage a car, it's enough force to damage you. So go to my website, drjoe.com. See us as soon as possible. For you, your friends, your family, and your children. Children, if they have a straight spine, grow straight. If they have a crooked spine, they grow crooked. Stop suffering. Stop suffering needlessly. Come see us. So we're talking today about eating mistakes that you make that make you fat. We're talking about stress. So the chemical stress we kind of brushed on. Some of the things you want to avoid, too, are things like perfumes, hairsprays, deodorants that have odor. I was at a friend of mine's house a while ago, and I was helping the family redecorate a room. And we were, you know, putting up drapes and painting and taping and everything like that. And then I realized, ooh, I got to go to work. So I showered there. They had commercial shampoo, which are fragranced, you know, lilacs or whatever it was. And I thought, oh, it's the only thing I got. I'll use it. I'm driving. What is that smell in my car? It was me. And so even things like scented shampoos and hair conditioners and deodorants, room fresheners, carpet cleaners, don't use them, folks. They have chemicals in them called phthalates. And phthalates affect your hormone level. So I'm going to strongly advise you stay away from the phthalates, which are the fragrances. Now, if you want to have something smell nice, you can use essential oils, real essential oils, not one of these things that you plug into the wall. It says made with essential oils. Well, it's mostly chemicals, maybe a drop of essential oil in there. You'll be amazed what happens when you start avoiding these perfumes and sprays, how much better you feel, how your immune system works better. Everything changes when you avoid these chemicals. So there's the chemical part of stress. Digestive stress, acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating. Anybody got it? I know you do. About 85% of you do because I see you in my offices. So if you have acid reflux and heartburn, the stomach is supposed to sit below your diaphragm. Your stomach most likely is pushed up into your diaphragm. And what we do in our office is my doctors will pull your stomach very gently down away from the diaphragm and physically move the stomach. We had a patient the other day, 10-year-old kid, bags under his eyes, hyperactive, horrible digestion, did every test known to humanity. And I looked at him and I said, that was me at 10 years old. I remember the horrible pain. One of the earliest memories I have of being a child is my mother holding me in her arms and my stomach hurts so bad. And she said, I wish I could make the pain go away. I wish I could take the pain from you and give it to me, as a good mother should and a good father. And it took me years. Only figured this all out about 10 or 15 years ago. The stomach is up against the diaphragm. You pull it down, the world changes. Now, to this day, every now and then, my stomach acts up. If I sit a lot, if I take a long plane ride, or if I'm at the office working all day sitting, and I find people that sit a lot, the stomach pushes up against the diaphragm. I get hungry, even though I just ate a lot of food, if my stomach is acting up. Now, I don't necessarily get the acid reflux and the burping like I used to. Now I just get hungry, even though I ate. And I know my stomach's acting up. And then I'll feel bloated. So I'll grab one of my doctors next time I'm in the office. Or if I'm in the office, I'll say, hey, Dr. Gale, Dr. Kat, Dr. Irwin, Dr. Dave, pull my stomach away from the diaphragm. They do. I usually hear it go bloop, bloop. I feel fine. Just amazing how I just take health, my team of doctors and my patients, take health for granted. I got neck pain. Give me adjustment. Okay, great. My back is sore. Give me adjustment. I got a text right before I came on the air from my friend. He said, hey, man, I was just traveling. I just got back in town. My back is killing me. I need an adjustment, and I'll take you out to dinner. So everyone just takes it for granted. Okay, I have pain. Let's go fix it. Let's not deal with it. Let's go fix it. In most cases, we can't fix everything, but most cases. So if the stomach is up against a diaphragm, you may be burping, gas, acid reflux, diarrhea, chronic cough, sinus problems, all that's acid coming up into the throat. We pull it back down. The reason I talked about getting hungry, my stomach's acting up, is your stomach produces a hormone called leptin. Leptin is released from the stomach, goes into the blood, goes up into the hypothalamus in your brain, and the hypothalamus says, I'm full. Stop eating. But if you can't stop eating, even though you've eaten enough food, chances are it's a leptin issue. Now, one of two things. Number one, you're not producing enough leptin. Or number two, you've produced so much leptin because you ate so much food over your life that the brain, the hypothalamus, becomes leptin resistant. So what that means is, you've pumped so much leptin up into the brain says, I don't believe you anymore. I keep getting this signal constantly. I don't believe you're even right, so I'm not even going to listen to you ever again. And you become leptin resistant. And I find when my stomach is pushed up against my diaphragm, I'm assuming this, I haven't found any research on it, my stomach isn't working right, I'm not producing the leptin. Pull the stomach away from the diaphragm, my stomach releases leptin, it goes up to the hypothalamus, I feel full. If you eat high fructose corn syrup, how many people eat high fructose corn syrup? Not every meal, but every day and every meal. Most of you. It's in everywhere, 7,000, 10,000 products, whatever it is. Number one, it's made with genetically modified corn, which is a big problem. That's a whole nother lecture. Go to my website, drjoe.com. I've done shows on GMO foods and why I'm not a big fan. But high fructose corn syrup slows down your production of leptin and increases your production of ghrelin. Ghrelin is a hormone produced in your small intestine that when it goes up to the hypothalamus, it tells you that you're hungry. So when you eat sugary foods, what do you want more of? Sugary foods. Breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas. Because A, the sugar is stimulating the dopamine receptor sites in your brain and you're getting high. And B, if it has fructose, and especially high fructose corn syrup, lower leptin, more ghrelin, you're more hungry, less full. That's how the hormones work. Isn't that crazy? And so I really want you to stay away from the sugars, the breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, and pastas. Because even if you're using white table sugar, plain old white table sugar is 50% glucose, 50% fructose. The glucose goes into the cells and is utilized as fuel. The fructose has to go into the liver and be converted into glucose. In the process, you release something called uric acid. Uric acid gets in your joints and it hurts. We're chiropractors. We want to get you out of pain. So we'll work on the chiropractic portion. You've got to work on the nutrition portion. We'll teach you that. Uric acid prevents the body from producing nitric oxide. Nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels, carrying waste products away, increasing your metabolism, lowering your blood pressure. And if you're not producing nitric oxide properly because you ate too much high fructose corn syrup, chances are it's going to affect your blood pressure and your circulation, not just to your stomach and your digestive system. How about your brain? How about your reproductive organs? That's why one of the supplements I have, and I've created about 13 different supplements now. You can go to my website. One of them is nitric oxide, Dr. Joe's nitric oxide. Unbelievable for opening up blood pressure, opening up blood vessels. Now, be careful with it. It says take 4 a day. That's my recommended dose. Start with 1, see how you do, then 2 the next day, 3 the next day, just to make sure you're doing well. Now, the thing with this is if you're on high blood pressure medication, be careful. Your blood pressure might drop too low. Then you got to give up the nitric oxide or give up your medication. That's your call. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And I'm almost out of time for this segment, folks, but we've got a lot more to talk about, so please don't go anywhere. If you have a healthcare question, go to my website, drjoe.com. Send me your questions. If you want to make an appointment, go to my website, drjoe.com. Make an appointment. In the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. If you want to get the Super Greens, the Essential Source, the Nitric Oxide, the B Vitamins, the Adrenal Support, we've got probiotics all on the website, drjoe.com. Also available on Amazon. But at least, I'm begging you, at least get on the Super Greens, the Essential Source, to give you the minimum amount of nutrients that you need. Then come see us so we can check your nervous system, your digestive system, and your nutrition. DrJoe.com. Tell your friends about the show. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.